This is the Sunlight Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Sunlight Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
An absolute roller coaster here at Gillette Stadium as the Patriots advance to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007 with a 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens, a game where the Patriots hang on at the end. They take the lead on a Tom Brady rushing touchdown, which gives the Patriots a 23-20 lead early in the fourth quarter. And guess what? At the end of the game, it's the defense that steps up. Vince Wilfork, immense on the second-to-last drive by the Baltimore Ravens, stuffs Ray Rice on a third down, pressures Joe Flacco on a fourth down, and then on the Ravens' fifth and final drive of the second half, they're down just a field goal, driving. And we see Julian Edelman constantly getting beat in coverage as Flacco's able to find Anquan Boldin. I'll tell you what, Joe Flacco with a decent day here today in Foxborough, but able to find Anquan Boldin four different times, and it ends on a missed 32-yard field goal by Billy Cundiff. And it was almost like it happened so fast, you had to catch up for a second and say, wait a minute, did he actually just miss that field goal? And in a crazy turn of events here at Foxborough, with everyone bracing for overtime, the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl. They'll take on the winner of the Niners-Giants game in the NFC Championship game, which is about to kick off in just a little bit out in San Francisco. But certainly a seesaw game. The Patriots found themselves down in the fourth quarter, really for a good chunk of the second half. Not the best day by Tom Brady, not the best day for the offense, but the defense, in an odd turn of events, steps up when the Patriots need it most. We'll hear from you over the course of the Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. Adam Jones live in our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Before we hit these phone calls and get to your emails, and we hope you guys are filling up the inbox and filling up the phone lines, let's kick things off with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Well, the top of my list has to be Sterling Moore. And I'll tell you what, I had him on my bad list for a good chunk of the game. But Sterling Moore with a breakup in the end zone, which potentially saved the Patriots' entire season. It would have been the go-ahead touchdown to Lee Evans. And instead, Sterling Moore, the same guy who had just a terrible effort on that tackle by Torrey Smith, or on the touchdown by Torrey Smith, Sterling Moore is the guy who just got shaken aside and allowed Torrey Smith to get into the end zone. But it was Sterling Moore who broke up that play for Lee Evans, which would have been the go-ahead touchdown. Patriots could have lost if Moore doesn't have that breakup in the end zone. And oh, by the way, on the very next play, also breaks up a pass intended for Dennis Pitta, which could have got the Ravens down inside the 5-yard line. So Sterling Moore, with a couple of crunch time plays, gets him on the top of my good list. Also, Vince Wilfork, just immense in this game. And we told you the two plays that he made at the end of the game on the Ravens' second-to-last drive, a stuff of Ray Rice on third down, just penetrated into the end into the backfield, and then also was able to pressure Joe Flacco on that fourth and six. Huge game for Vince Wilfork. And then I thought Ben Jarvis Green Ellis had a solid day today, and I thought he could have touched it more. But Green Ellis, 15 carries, 68 yards, averaged 4.5 a pop, had a touchdown on the ground. I told you guys all week over on ESPNBoston.com, I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens took a page out of the Jets playbook from week 5. They did as good of a job as anyone all season limiting the Patriots' tight ends. The Jets did. And I'll tell you what, the Ravens did a pretty good job here today. 5 catches for 87 yards for Gronkowski, 7 for 66 for Hernandez. They even limited Welker. And I thought Green Ellis, especially in the first half, stepped up when the Ravens gave you a lighter look in the secondary and was able to find some running room. So that's my good list. And the Patriots 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens here in the AFC Championship game as they're advancing back to the Super Bowl. My bad list. Tom Brady has to be at the top of that list. 22-36, 239, two picks. It's not going to get it done. He struggled trying to find Wes Welker at times today, Gronkowski. That interception to Edelman where he just floated that thing up, it was a great play.
Everyone
by
sucks
Webb.
But me.
But where are you throwing that ball? Why are you forcing it in to Julian Edelman? And then the pick in the end zone, it was tipped by Bernard Pollard. And, you know, you're sitting there going, all right, the Patriots just have all the momentum after that Brandon Spikes interception. And then Brady throws that interception that just was crushing for the Patriots. Picked off by Smith after the Pollard tip. So two terrible throws, I thought, from Tom Brady in this game. Also on my bad list, I thought Nate Solder struggled in coverage, or in pass protection, I should say, throughout the course of the day. Matt Light, I thought, held his own on the other side. But Nate Solder, I thought, struggled to really block in general today. Gave up a sack to Kruger and also constant pressure off that right side. And Sterling Moore, despite being on the good list, I thought that effort on Torrey Smith's touchdown was anemic. 29-yard touchdown for Torrey Smith could have been a loss. And Moore was able to allow him to shake free. Also, on the injured list, everyone returned to the game. Kyle Arrington left with an eye injury, missed the largest chunk of time. Rob Gronkowski went off with an ankle injury that looked scary. He also returned, and Vince Wilfork missed a matter of plays, got his arm wrapped up, and then he was back out on the field. It is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. I'm Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots are returning to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007 with a 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Let's hear from you throughout the course of the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We'll kick things off with Kevin. You're first up here on Patriots.com. What's going on, man?
Hey, Adam. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How are you?
I have never been better. I don't think I'm going to make it to the ripe old age of 30 after that game. I just wanted to give Vince Wilfork some major credit. That guy was an absolute machine today. I've never seen him play like that. Really had a chip on his shoulder, I think.
Well, Vince Wilfork today, as we said, just a phenomenal game out of him. And, you know, I thought that last drive, or the second-to-last drive, I should say, showed not only that Wilfork was making plays throughout the course of the game, but making key plays in crunch time. But he finished with six tackles, three for a loss, and a sack in this game. You know, to me, it was a huge effort out of Vince Wilfork. He's your best defensive player. They needed that. And it was the defense that bailed out the offense today. Not the offense's best day, going against a physical defense in the Baltimore Ravens. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Phone lines are full, but keep trying to dial us up, and you'll eventually get through. You can also send your emails to webradio@patriots.com here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's go to our buddy Ray down in Florida. You're next up here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Hey, Ray.
Hey, partner. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, man. I think we played a terrible game today, to tell you the truth. I think we just got away with a win today. I blame the coaching staff for calling the game the way they did. I mean, we just barely got that win today. I mean, if it wasn't for that play by Moore, I think we'd have lost that game. I think Brady played a terrible game. I think he was playing too tentative and maybe a little bit nervous. So I think just the coaching staff overall just did a terrible job calling the game today. I just think, you know, that's my take on the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I thought there were some issues with Belichick in this game, and Ray, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I just thought not taking a knee before halftime and not going for it, to me, this is why you don't do that. And I guess there are two ways of looking at it. One possession game, if you have a turnover there, it kills you. It kills you. And so they played it safe. But I don't know, to me, if you get that score before halftime, or you at least try to get a score before halftime, it changes the entire complexion of the game. So I thought that was a curious decision by Belichick. You know, I think you can look at the offensive game plan. Why was Edelman featured so much early in the game? I mean, look, Edelman defensively late, what can you do? You know, that's not a Belichick the coach thing. That's a personnel thing. I mean, Edelman kind of has to be your nickel guy, or at least he's on the short list. I mean, it's him or Antoine Molden or Nate Jones. I mean, he's one of those guys. So I just thought today, offensively, the game plan didn't look great, but I don't know if that's more on the coaching staff or just on the execution. In other words, I don't know that it was the game plan. I thought Brady had an off day. I thought there were some throws there that the Patriots missed. So I'd put it on him before I put it on the coaching staff. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. It's the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. Let's go to Dagmar down in Miami. You're next up. You're on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Pac-Man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Trying to relieve myself up there.
Yeah?
Well, we just saw. First of all, I got to say that everyone in the entire Patriots nation have to feel proud of the accomplishment so far. But even for, after that, we all have to be critical enough to recognize that there are some issues. And we got to learn to read between the lines. We didn't see today anything at all from Stephen Ridley. We got to make sure that we take note of that, because today we had a costly fumble from Danny Woodhead returning the ball on the kickoff, and we all may probably agree that next week we may see him a little bit short on his chances of returning the ball. And the second point is, we have to be critical. I don't see, and I agree with you, there was no need for throwing that deep ball to Slater into double coverage that caused that interception. But, well, we got to be happy. After all, we're going to a Super Bowl, and let's hope for the best, man. Thanks for the good job.
Dagmar, absolutely, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. That's how you get in touch with the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Good one on Danny Woodhead. He should have been on my bad list. Fumble by Danny Woodhead, crushing at the time. And the Ravens are converting that into points. That's what made it 20-16 at that point in time.
That was a terrible fumble, too. The guy,
inexcusable.
The guy put one hand on the ball.
Inexcusable, LePan. And also, the throw by Brady or the decision to go for the end zone, I didn't mind that. I mean, at least the play call I didn't mind. It was a terrible throw by Brady. He underthrew Slater by a mile. So just going back to the idea of putting it on the coaching staff or the play call, I didn't have as much of an issue with that. I just thought Brady struggled today, and it's to be expected. You're going against a good, legitimate defense. I didn't think 23 points would get it done, but it turns out it did. And the Patriots take the AFC Championship game from the Baltimore Ravens and return to the Super Bowl. They'll be taking on the winner of the Niners and the Giants. We'll keep you posted on that game and how things are looking in San Francisco. 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Look, I thought the offense on some level, you don't want to say it was exposed, but it certainly wasn't their best day. And I think the Niners or the Giants, whoever wins that game, is going to have a chance to do what that Ravens defense did to you today. However, I also think the Patriots defense, especially if it's Alex Smith, and even Eli Manning, remember that game earlier this year in Foxborough? They held down the Giants' offense for 3.5 quarters. I'll give the Patriots defense a shot in that game. And you know what? They're going to give up yards. Joe Flacco threw for over 300 today and actually looked pretty good in his own defense. 2 touchdowns, a killer pick on a bad throw. But decent completion percentage, 22 of 36, over 300 yards. He looked all right. But the Patriots defense pressured the quarterback, and they forced turnovers, or at least a turnover in this game. And that turnover at the time, the Spikes pick, it didn't wind up giving the Patriots the type of momentum I thought it would. The very next play, the Patriots turned it back over. But if you remember, the Ravens were kind of mid-drive at that point. Spikes picks it off. At least it was the kind of stop of a Ravens drive. And I don't know. I mean, last year we were saying the same thing going into the postseason. Look, this defense will get turnovers, and they didn't in the first game to the Jets, and they lost. I'll tell you what, Patriots lost the turnover battle here again today, as they had 3 turnovers in this game. 2 picks from Brady and the fumble by Woodhead. The only turnover the Patriots defense forced was that Spikes interception. But I'll tell you what, I think today, on balance, even despite the yards, you have to feel good about the way the defense played today. And you have to feel good about the defense going into a Super Bowl matchup with either the Giants or the Niners. The offense, look, you run into good defenses at this time of year, a team more physical than you. I think the Ravens showed that they can push you around a little bit. If I'm the Niners or the Giants, I'm looking at that for a game plan. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to Nestor. You're next up here on patriots.com. What's going on, Nestor?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing excellent.
I'm happy. Okay, and you just touch it, okay? I've been calling the patriots.com radio, and I've been saying, you know, they've been laughing about me when I said, you know, Belichick has a wrinkle, you know, about the defense. They play outstanding. Okay, you're expecting Brady to throw interceptions, you know, Woodhead, fumble, and the defense respond great. And you've been touching it. You know, the defense gave us a chance, and we won the game, okay, because of the defense. I'm not saying about Brady and the offense. Okay, the offense was great the last eight games, but the defense gave us a chance. And I think that's a surprise. Everybody was talking about the worst defense or the 31st defense. They won the game. Wilford gave us a great chance. They gave pressure to Flacco. I don't know what you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, Nestor, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. I mean, he's right. Who was sitting here going, yeah, the defense is going to be the reason this team gets back to the Super Bowl? And I think that was the case today. And I don't know, I think back to other games where I came in here and spoke to you guys on the Sunlight Patriots postgame show. The Redskins game is a game that comes to mind, where the Patriots defense got a stop at the end of the game. And that was one where I came in and said, look, they gave up a ton of yards to Grossman over the course of the day, and they weren't good. But situationally, they got a stop. And that's exactly what the defense did today. Look, Joe Flacco shredded you for most of the day. But it turns out when you had to, you made a stop. When Will Fork made back-to-back plays on a third and a fourth down situation, and then Sterling Moore has the play of the game, in my view, batting that ball out of Lee Evans' hands in the end zone. That would have been the go-ahead touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens. So to me, situationally, those last two drives, the defense did what you needed it to do at the end of that game. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Defense picked up the offense today in a turn of events for that club. It is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You will hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick coming up here in about 15 minutes. You'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady a little later on in the program, and hopefully some other Patriots over the course of the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with them returning to the Super Bowl. Let's go to Carl in England. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Adam.
What's up, man?
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, what a great performance from Vince Wilfork and the defense tonight. I mean, going into this game, everyone criticized us for, you know, yeah, you've just beat the Broncos, whatever, you know, it's the Broncos, you play great D, but it is the Broncos. And now we beat the Ravens, who, you know, it's no surprise to anyone that they play great D. But, you know, I mean, it was a great game from us tonight. It was close, but we needed to do exactly what we needed to do. You know what I mean? It was a fantastic game. And Vince Wilfork for me, oh, just outstanding.
He was a monster, an absolute monster,
yeah,
Carl.
He was.
And I think what a lot of people were saying, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. I think what a lot of people were saying about Haloti Ngata and the type of unblockable force he was, I think Vince Wilfork was every bit of that today. I mean, I think he was your defensive MVP, but Sterling Moore made the play of the game to me, batting that ball out of Lee Evans' hands, and then on the very next play comes back and gets another pass breakup. Not that Pitta was going to get in the end zone, but another pass breakup. So, again, for me, situationally, those last two drives, the defense gave you just enough. That's all you're asking out of the defense. When the offense has a subpar day, I mean, we've asked this for basically the entire season. On this show, my show over on ESPNBoston.com, we've asked this all year. When the offense has an off day, is the defense good enough to pick it up? And the unequivocal answer to that question today was yes. And that's against a good, legit team in the Baltimore Ravens. And this puts to rest another question. And I was just sifting through some emails, and we'll get to more of these to webradio@patriots.com in just a little bit. But the gist of one of them was essentially, look, I've been hearing for the last couple of weeks that the Patriots haven't beaten a team with a winning record. Well, now they have, and now you can throw that out. You know, this is the first legit team, record-wise, that the Patriots have beat. The first team with a winning record that the Patriots have beat. So now you can throw that out. You don't have to hear about that anymore. But I'll tell you what, if the Patriots lost this game, we would have looked up and said, who's the best team they beat all year? You know, the Jets or the Broncos? And you could kind of see it coming if you go back and look at the end of the season. So for me, that's now put to rest. Now that they've beaten a team with a winning record, it's put to rest. And they may get another crack at the Giants next week as we keep our eyes on the NFC Championship game, or I should say 2 weeks from now, as we keep our eyes on the NFC Championship game between the Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to Dwayne in Washington, D.C. You're next up here on patriots.com. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Adam? How's everything going?
Doing excellent, man. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I just want to say, like, to all the fans, man, you can't complain if Brady throws two picks. You won an AFC championship. It's hard enough even winning in a regular season. You know what I'm saying? And I take it back to a couple shows that, you know, I think we're spoiled as fans with our team expecting us to be great all the time when greatness is championship moments. That's what we played. We played a championship moment, and it feels good, you know. So, and I want to say that, you know, we're exercising the demons of the past few years, sweeping the Jets, beating the dumb Broncos that Brady had trouble with twice in a season,
yep,
beating the Ravens from 09. And now, if possible, he can exercise the Giants demons. We'll see if that's possible, but it's the year of Tom. And we need Brad Pitt to go ahead and play this movie, Revenge of Number 12, because if he beats the Giants this year, we need a Revenge of Number 12 in theaters.
Well, and Dwayne, it's a good point. Thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. Patriots have done a decent job exercising demons, right? What have we talked about? The last three playoff losses, I talked about them all season. Here, they've been talked about other places as well. Who were the last three teams they lost to in the playoffs? The Jets, who they swept during the regular season, as Dwayne points out. The Ravens, who they just beat here today in a thrilling nail-biter of a game. And then they have a chance at the Giants again next week. That would be, or again, 2 weeks from now. I keep saying next week. 2 weeks from now in the Super Bowl. The Patriots will be there. We'll see if the Giants can match up and be the other team. But for me, that would be the kind of storybook ending that a lot of fans are looking for, at least the storybook matchup that a lot of fans are looking for. And the Patriots have done a nice job exercising those demons when you talk about some of their past losses in these games. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Brandon out in California. You're next up with Adam Jones. Hey, Brandon.
How's it going, Adam?
Doing well, man.
Man, great, great win, man. Like, okay, we didn't help out the part where they said defense win championship because defense did today. There was no offense in this game. Defense won this game. But Vince Wilfork, he did it for Myra right here. This was his game. Everyone just went out there and played their game on defense, and I can't even say anything bad about the game.
No, I mean, and Brandon, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Look, for me, a couple of things. I think we're continuing to see that physical defenses in the postseason, at least this postseason, are on a nice run, right? That was delivered home last week when the Giants handed it to the Packers. And the Saints lost to the Niners. And now the Ravens came in and really slowed down that Patriots high-flying attack. You cannot get by on offense alone in the postseason. I think that's been hammered home. We've seen that. But again, my question has been, is the defense good enough to pick up the offense on an off day, or at least situationally to be good enough? And today, they just barely were. Look, they were a missed field goal away from going to overtime. And if Sterling Moore doesn't bat that ball out of Lee Evans' hands, the Patriots probably lose that game. But if you're Billy Cundiff right now, I don't even know. Or I guess I should say, if you're Billy Cundiff's teammate, what do you even say? 32-yard field goal, I mean, the game is going so fast. The ending just happened so fast, your head's spinning. I'm sitting here in the other studio preparing for overtime, and then I got to run across the hall. I go, okay, the show's about to start, and we're having all kinds of internet issues. Twitter wasn't working. We couldn't pull up our email or anything in here, and then we get on, and you're right into the start of the program. But if you're Billy Cundiff's teammate, if you're Ray Lewis or Ed Reed, you know, or even Joe Flacco today, or Anquan Boldin, who I thought was excellent on that last drive, beating Julian Edelman repeatedly. You know, what are you saying to Billy Cundiff? How do you even look that guy in the eye? And that ties into an email we got to webradio@patriots.com. Adam, can you relay a message to Billy Cundiff, the Ravens kicker? The check is in the mail. You know, I just think Billy Cundiff, was he rushed on that last play? Was it the pressure of the moment? Was it a combination of all of those things? I don't know. But I wouldn't be walking anywhere near Ray Lewis's stall in that locker room. That's just me, if I'm Billy Cundiff. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We continue with your phone calls. We go to Tim in Pensacola, Florida. You're next up here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Pac-Man, it's been a crazy season, hasn't it, this year?
it absolutely has, man. I've been bashing the defense all season, and they come through in a big spot here today, and it was great to see.
I've got two quick points, and I'm going to let you go because it seems like you got a lot of callers. Kevin's keeping busy back there.
He's a busy man back there.
But let me first say, all week they've been talking about can Flacco step up, and I know he threw that interception, but you know what? You can't put this game on Flacco.
No way.
He played a championship-caliber effort, and Billy Cundiff probably wouldn't be welcomed on the bus if I was one of the teammates after that. And on to the Patriots. This roster is probably not the most talented roster we had in a long time, and generally in the playoffs, if Brady hadn't been perfect, we have fallen. But you know what? Maybe all this year of struggle helped because we learned to come back from behind. It built character, and so I'll just get your thoughts on that, and talk to you next week for the Super Bowl, Pac-Man.
All right, Tim, thanks for the phone call, man. 508-298-0398. See, I've done this to everybody now, Kevin. I keep saying next week. Now the callers are saying it. 2 weeks, February 5th in Indianapolis, the Patriots will be there, returning to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007, looking for their first Super Bowl win since 2004. They'll be taking on the winner of this NFC Championship game about to kick off at Candlestick Park out in San Francisco between the Niners and the Giants. Look, from a big picture standpoint, maybe I never gave the roster enough credit this season, because I'll tell you what, guys like Sterling Moore, you know, guys like, even though I thought he had a rough final drive, Julian Edelman, you know, all over the field today in a variety of spots, offense, defense, guys like Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis stepping up, I thought, in the first half. You know, when you talk about the depth of the roster, maybe I never gave that enough credit this season. And to me, I think we had seen flashes of the defense getting situational stops, which is all you can ask for, at least all I can ask for, or all I was asking for out of the defense this season. Can they get situational stops? And I remember coming in here after the Redskins game, talking with a lot of you, and everyone was fed up with the defense, thought it had a bad day, and I said, look, that's what you need this defense to do. Just get situational plays. And I think today is exactly what they did. Flacco, the caller's totally right. This game isn't on Flacco. He went out and answered the critics. I thought he played well today. He had a terrible interception, but the Ravens got the ball right back on the very next play. Didn't kill him. So as much Flacco bashing as I did during the week, I think he played well. But, you know, to me, this is about the defense getting stops when it had to, and the defense bailing out the offense. And they owed the offense one from a lot of these games this season. Trust me, the defense owed the offense at least a game. And today they came through on those final two drives for the Baltimore Ravens. Sterling Moore with a couple of pass breakups and Vince Wilfork penetrating into the backfield and making plays throughout the course of the day. But on that second-to-last drive was just unblockable on two key plays for the Patriots. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We are live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on patriots.com. Let's go to Sean in Philly. You're next up with Adam Jones. What's going on, Sean?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
This is actually my first time calling on your radio. Like, I talked to Pete a couple times.
Cool.
But it's like my first time calling on it.
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Actually, I can't even talk, man. I was so happy yelling, you know. My voice don't even come out right now, you know. I can't even talk.
I hear you, man. What is that, a victory cigar or a victory something after the game?
Oh, yeah, you know that. Yeah, and let me tell you something real quick, man. Before this game start, like, today was the first time I never felt this much nervous before ever in my life watching a football game, man. I was so freaking nervous, man. I swear to God.
Sean, I don't know how you couldn't be, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. You know what, Kevin? They're partying out there. They should be. Patriots fans should be partying after that win, 23-20, over the Baltimore Ravens. Of course you were biting your nails. Of course you were nervous with the way that game ended. Seesaw game. Patriots were down early on in the fourth quarter, and the Ravens are driving at the end of the game. We've seen this story before.
Glad you weren't watching me, Jones.
We saw... Yeah, how are you down on the sidelines there,
freaking,
Collins?
A freaking wreck. I was T-bowing on the far end zone.
Yeah.
It was a sad sight.
But hadn't we seen this story before? Ryan Fitzpatrick drove the Bills down to beat the Patriots early in the season. Eli Manning did it. We'd seen this story before. I don't know. How could you not be nervous? You know, I'm not saying people didn't have faith in the defense, but how could you be comfortable with that situation? And I'll tell you what, the Patriots came through when it mattered most. But of course you were nervous watching that thing. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. You'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady coming up here in a little over a half an hour on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. Hang out on the phone lines. I promise we'll get to you next, as well as hearing from the head coach, Bill Belichick, from the podium, coming up next on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show here on patriots.com.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Patriots hold off the Baltimore Ravens 23-20 in the AFC Championship game here in Foxborough. They advance back to the Super Bowl with that win over the Baltimore Ravens and a rocky, rocky fourth quarter for the Patriots. Seesawed back and forth, up and down game. Patriots get a missed field goal by Billy Cundiff from 32 yards out at the end of the game. They survive turnovers, three of them. Two interceptions from Brady, an awful terrible fumble from Danny Woodhead. And yet they're able to hold off the Baltimore Ravens. The main takeaway from this game, not the best day for Brady in the offense, and the defense was good enough to still get by. I didn't know if they were coming into this game. At least not against a legitimate team like the Baltimore Ravens. We had seen it before against the Redskins. We saw it earlier this year against the Cowboys. I don't know that we had seen it against a team of this caliber. And this could have been like Eli Manning driving down the football field at the end of that Giants game earlier this season. And instead, Sterling Moore makes a play in the end zone, breaks things up, and you wind up putting it on the foot of a kicker who couldn't hit from 32 yards out. That's how the Patriots advance back to their first Super Bowl since 2007. Just want to hit a couple of these emails here. We'll get to Bill Belichick at the podium. You'll also hear from Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, all of that coming up here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show with Adam Jones. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline, or email us, webradio@patriots.com. This is Todd, and I think this sums up my feelings in general about the offense's performance. Adam, if you told me 3 hours ago that Tom Brady plays like that and we win, I would have told you you were crazy. Spikes and Vince with great game. Let's go Niners. Another thing I'm curious to hear about before I answer that email, who are you rooting for in this game? And the reason I ask, I think a lot of Patriots fans want a rematch with the Giants just to kind of close that loop from 2007, because that is, it's the worst loss, bar none, of the Belichick-Brady era here in New England, or at least the most painful loss. So I think a lot of Patriots fans want to close that loop, but honestly, if it's the Niners, I wonder if Patriots fans feel like that's the easier matchup. And also, those 2 weeks leading up to that Super Bowl, it's going to open a lot of wounds for Patriots fans. Reliving the David Tyree catch, you know, reliving Plaxico Burress in the end zone on Ellis Hobbs. Do you really want to do that for 2 weeks? I think most Patriots fans would take that. I think most Patriots fans want to see the Giants in the Super Bowl. That's just a hunch and just my sense from talking to people during the week over on ESPNBoston.com. But we'll hear from you throughout the course of the program. Who are you rooting for in this NFC Championship game and why? You can give us a call, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. Just to go back to the first part of that email, not a good day for Tom Brady. Those two picks, which we've touched on, that batted ball in the end zone, or Pollard kept it alive. It was picked off by Jimmy Smith. And then you also had the Lazarius Webb interception in the first quarter. Underthrown ball by Brady. And look, a great play by Webb. But why are you throwing it down the seam to Julian Edelman? And it wasn't a good throw in its own right. We also saw Brady miss Rob Gronkowski wide open down the seam on the Patriots' second drive of the game. Could have got in the end zone on that play. I thought we saw Brady struggle with some other throws, that ball on the sideline to Rob Gronkowski, where he actually may have come down in bounds with that throw down the sideline to Rob Gronkowski approaching halftime. I thought could have been a better throw from Brady. We also saw a nice play, and I'm trying to remember where this was, from Ray Lewis, and it was on the same drive, actually, the second drive of the game, where Brady missed Gronkowski down the seam. Ray Lewis covering Welker in the end zone. I thought Brady missed on that throw as well. So just not the most accurate day for Tom Brady, and not his best day. But most Patriots fans, or every Patriots fan, will take that. When you have the defense step up like they did at the end of that game. Let's get back to your phone calls. They're full. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Keep trying to call, and you'll eventually get through. Let's go to John in Detroit. You're next up here on Patriots.com. Hey, John.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm ecstatic. You have to bear with me because I don't have much of a voice left. I've been screaming at the TV for the last 3.5 hours.
It's okay, man. You're entitled.
But I'm so happy. I'm really, really happy that we're going back to the Super Bowl. I can't believe it. You know, I thought that, I didn't think I knew that Cundiff was going to make that field goal, and I really felt that if it went into overtime that we would lose. I don't know why I felt that way, but I just felt that way. And when he missed it, I just went crazy. And I'll tell you, I've been following the Patriots since like the 1968, 1970. And I've never cried at the end of a sporting event, but I cried tonight. I'm so happy.
I mean, John, I think a lot of, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. Up and down game, emotional game, back and forth game. We said all of those things. And I'll tell you what, this is something that I'm sure you read leading into the game. But, you know, Belichick and Brady, they're the first quarterback coach combo to go to 5 different Super Bowls. And I was asked about this before the game. I do a pregame chat with Brian Lowe of Patriots.com. And today we had 3 different Patriots up there with us. Tim Fox, Craig James, and Brent Williams, the defensive lineman. And we're sitting there talking about, you know, the urgency from this team, and is it any different this go-round? And I do think it is, and I think it's a lot different than 2007, I'll tell you that. And I thought there was a quote from Wes Welker that kind of underscored this over the course of the week, where Welker said, yeah, the first year I got here, I thought we'd be going to the Super Bowl every year. I thought it was easy. You know, they went undefeated or started 18-0, and he thought he'd get another chance, and now the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl for the first time since that game. So I do think there was a different kind of focus around this team. Or at least a sense that, hey, no longer is it easy. And I don't know that 2007 drove it home. Maybe it was the combination of the 09 loss and the 2010 loss and the window closing on Brady. Not to say that he's, you know, retiring tomorrow, but he can see the end of his career and he knows he's running out of chances. And I thought the urgency was clearly there for the team. And this is rewarding to get back there, not just for fans like John, but also for the Patriots themselves. You can give us a call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Or email us, webradio@patriots.com. Taking all your thoughts from the Patriots' 23-20 thrilling victory over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Let's go to Tim down in Georgia. You're next up here on Patriots.com. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Pac-Man, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm actually couldn't be better, man.
But I was just calling real quick. I think that, you know, we went up against the best defense in the league pretty much and the best red zone defense in the league. Mm-hmm. And we got in the red zone pretty much, you know, more than a couple times. And we definitely didn't come away with anything but field goals. That gives me confidence that if we can at least get there, we'll learn something. And then in the Super Bowl, I don't think either defense, while they're great, they're not as good as the Ravens. And I think we can come away with some points because we left a lot on the board.
Well, two sides to that, Tim, and thanks for the phone call. I disagree. I mean, I think that Niners defense and even the Giants defense can hold their own with the Ravens. I do. But Tim's point is still well taken. On the red zone, yes, the Patriots could have gotten more points. They were 1-for-4 in terms of touchdowns in the red zone today. They set up for 3 different field goals. They did leave points on the board. So even against the defense that I think the Niners and the Giants, they're that same type of caliber. So, you know, to me, I think you can take that away, where even against another good defense next week, they're leaving points on the board. They can come up with more points. And they can do better in the red zone. But the Ravens were excellent in the red zone here today. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Before we go to the podium, to hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, Patriots owner Robert Kraft also spoke on the field following the Patriots' 23-20 victory over the Ravens here in Foxborough.
What a season, how fulfilling it is, and I know it's been emotional every step of the way, too.
Well, I want to congratulate these great players and the coaches. They're an amazing team. They're a great brotherhood. They're a family. And just like all of you out in this stadium, you're part of our family. All of you. And all the people watching on television who are Pats fans, you're part of our family. Thank you for the support you've given us this emotional year.
Coach Belichick going back again. How about this game here today? And how sweet this feeling is one more time.
Well, it's awesome, Jim. And just got to give all the credit to the players. Those guys fought all year, and just like today, it wasn't always perfect, but they fought to the final gun, and we came out on top. You know, this is 15 of them, so you got to give the players all the credit. They're the ones that won it today.
I don't know where to begin, but I saw Vince Wilfork up here a moment ago. Was he in on some plays today or what?
That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah. Good luck in Indianapolis, Coach.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Brady.
I knew you were going to be there. I just didn't know we were.
Tom, you will join now John Elway, the only two quarterbacks to ever start 5 times in a Super Bowl. You just won your 16th postseason game, which ties Joe Montana for most playoff victories ever. Congratulations. Tell me how this one got done today.
Well, I sucked pretty bad today, but our defense saved us. And I'm going to try to go out and do a better job in a couple weeks, but I'm proud of this team, my teammates. You know, you fans were unbelievable today. You're the 12th man. We needed it. We're going to try to go out and kick some butt in a couple weeks.
Good luck to you, Tom. Congratulations. All right, Vince. Coach says this is a good place to start. How about we'll just end it with you? You seem to be in that backfield all day long, and your defense, which has been maligned all season long, played so well in some crucial spots here again today.
Yeah, I think tonight was a big night for all of us. The fans, the organization, the coaches, the players, everyone. It was a big, big night for us. We knew we had to come out here and play some good football to beat a good Ravens football team, and we did.
Congratulations to you, too. I'll let you go celebrate with your teammates. Vince Wilfork and the Patriots marching on to Indianapolis in Super Bowl 46.
All right, so that was Jim Nantz at the podium, not just with Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who you heard talk about the emotional season. Look at the patch on their jerseys. You know, look at the pin that everyone associated with the organization wears, the MHK logo. And, you know, that's the backdrop for this season, and that's what Robert Kraft was alluding to. It was funny to hear Tom Brady say he sucked today. I mean, I did not think it was the strongest day for Tom Brady, and I thought he was downright bad in spots. But to hear him say sucked in his own words, in front of 70,000 fans, I thought was a little harsh, even for the way Brady played today. He's on the bad list, but the standards for him are just so high. And Will Fork, totally deserving. And you could hear that in Belichick's voice saying, that's a good place to start. He was the MVP of that defense today, man. No question about it. I thought Sterling Moore made the play of the game, but Will Fork was the MVP of the defense. He was everywhere. By the way, pretty important game going on in San Francisco. As we know, the Patriots will be in the Super Bowl facing the winner of the NFC Championship game in 2 weeks, February 5th, in Indianapolis. The 49ers have just taken a 6-0 lead, extra point on the way, over the San Francisco Giants following a 73-yard touchdown pass from Alex Smith to Vernon Davis, a play that's being reviewed right now. And check that. They've actually upheld it. So the Niners are going to boot this extra point to go on top 7-0. We'll keep you posted throughout the course of the program here as we're a little after 7 o'clock Eastern time, keeping our eyes on that NFC Championship game. Again, we want your thoughts while it's going on, who you're rooting for over in that game, as well as your thoughts from the Patriots' victory here, 23-20, over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. It's the Sun Life Patriots post-game show here on Patriots.com. Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's get back to those phone calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. A lot of you waiting patiently. Let's go to John in North Carolina. You're next up with Adam Jones. Hey, John.
John, North Carolina?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Hey, man, how great was that? I seen Tom Brady throw 4 picks. Only 2 of them that counted.
Well, it's a good point.
That was so stressful. I mean, I called pregame. I don't know if you remember me or not. I talked about the run game.
Yep.
And how the Patriots would have at least 100 yards against a great run defense in Baltimore.
Yep. I mean, Andy and Paul handled the pregame show, but no,
okay.
I thought the running game, especially in the first half, John, with Green Ellis, I thought was big for the Patriots in that first half. It's part of the reason why I had Green Ellis on my good list.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I got to give props to Joe Flacco for, his better stats than Tom Brady in this game. I understand the defensive was way different for him versus Brady, but good Lord, that man, dang, he tore up some Patriot defense a little bit. But the Patriot defense in the first half, they were unbelievable.
No, I mean, John, they were, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I mean, look, especially in that first quarter, think of how the Patriots started the game. 3-3 and outs for the Ravens. You know, they didn't have another one the whole day, I don't believe. Just glancing at my notes here. But 3-3 and outs to start the game. Patriots defense came out strong. They struggled in the second quarter, struggled in the third quarter, but finished strong as well. No points in that final quarter for the Baltimore Ravens. Patriots defense today was good enough, and on the last two drives, they made game-saving plays. Will Fork and Sterling Moore at the head of the class. We continue with your phone calls, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. By the way, we typically play Bill Belichick here. We're going to push that back for a couple of minutes. We'll play that on the other side of the break, both he and Tom Brady, coming up shortly here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Your phone call's still then here on patriots.com. Let's go to George in Winter Garden, Florida. You're next up with Adam Jones. Adam. Hey, George.
Hey, Adam, how you doing? Good show. Hey, first, I want to thank Mr. Kraft for all the good years. And second is, this is the way the game is supposed to be played, isn't it? The offense gets, 23, and then the defense holds them under that. I mean, knocking the offense, yeah, Brady had a bad day, but he still put 23 points on the board, and then the defense, which I was scared to death of, finally did, doing what they're supposed to be doing. They held them under 23 and got, to 20. I mean, going into the Super Bowl, I'm going to be just as scared as I have been all year with this defense. You know, is the quarterback going to tear them up enough that they're going to lose the game for him? And again, is Brady going to have another bad game? I mean, all year, that's what I think we've been going in at. Can the defense hold them if Brady has a bad day? They did it today, thank God. We're going to the Super Bowl. But again, whatever team we play in the Super Bowl is going to be scary because that defense, Vince Wilfork has been the only sunshine on that defense all year.
Yeah, I mean, George, he was their MVP today. And thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. On George's point, look, I'm not going to beat up Tom Brady big picture, But, I mean, he, in his own words today, said he sucked today. And I thought that was even a bit harsh from Brady, but it certainly wasn't his best day. And as two callers ago pointed out, he had two picks, but he also had two overturned because of penalties both times against the Baltimore Ravens. So he could have thrown four interceptions in this game. So I don't want to dwell on it because I think Brady will be fine in the Super Bowl, but it was not a great day out of him today. For the defense, look, we've been saying this, and I've been saying it over the course of the program tonight. You know, that's all you're asking for out of the defense. And I think we found out against a playoff caliber team, a team with a winning record, the Patriots can not have their best game offensively. Brady cannot have his best game. And the defense can bail you out and make some plays at the end. And I wasn't totally sold on that. And, you know, I started coming around a bit in those Redskins-Broncos games. I remember coming in and being pretty positive about the defense after each of those games. And, you know, that's where I sort of started to buy in. But even then, I was doubting that defense down the stretch, just like I think a lot of people were. Or at least I wasn't sold that they were going to get a stop coming down the stretch, and they did on each of the Ravens' last two drives. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Ron writes in. Adam, would you agree that one of the two greatest quarterbacks ever got lucky in this one? What's going on with Brady? I didn't see anything special the Ravens' defense did, and he seemed to not be himself. Is it just me, or is he losing some of his big game mystique? Congratulations to the Patriots' defense and Sterling Moore for taking this team to the Super Bowl. Great game, and let's go win the next one. On the big game mystique, I don't know. I mean, I think you can go back and look at some of Brady's games, and there's always been late heroics. But when you really look at the overall numbers, I think you'd be surprised at the lack of true big games, even 300-yard games in postseason play for Tom Brady. He's always been defined by drives at the end of games. And today, the Patriots didn't necessarily need that. In fact, they couldn't convert on a 3rd and 4, where Brady was trying to find Deion Branch and Ed Reed broke it up. If you pick up that first down, the game's essentially over at that point, or pretty darn close. Some of his big game mystique gone? No, I just think that you're going against that physical defense. I think the blueprint was there. I talked about this a lot on my program during the week. Week 5 against the Jets, that is where I would look if I were John Harbaugh. Rex Ryan comes from the Ravens defense, and I thought the Ravens in general, when they dropped guys into coverage and didn't come after Brady, they flooded the middle of the field with smaller defensive backs. I thought in general that worked. I thought Brady struggled reading coverages over the course of the day. And not every defense can do that. But in general, I thought that's what the Ravens did to him. I thought that's what the Jets did in Week 5. There were some similarities. And again, there was a lot of talk over the course of the week. Can anyone limit these two Patriots tight ends? And today, 5 catches, 87 yards for Gronkowski, 7 for 66 for Hernandez. Neither got in the end zone. And oh, by the way, Welker had 6 catches for 53. I think you take that going into the game if you're any defense. And to me, the Patriots still were able to overcome it and still able to come out with the win. By the way, speaking of Gronkowski, an update here via Twitter. Gronkowski in the locker room standing in a towel and hat and saying, "My ankle feels great," and then chuckled, is the update that we have. Jeff Howe also with an update there saying, "Gronkowski on his ankle in the Super Bowl, I'll be ready." So look, he came back, he returned to the game, just like Kyle Arrington returned to the game, just like Vince Wilfork, obviously, returned to the game. But that's something to keep an eye on, just like Aaron Hernandez, I thought, over the course of this week, was worth keeping an eye on after the concussion late in that game last week against the Broncos. We'll see how Gronkowski responds. I assume he plays in the game, but is his effectiveness limited at all because of that ankle injury? That's certainly something to keep an eye on. 508-298-0398. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. You're next up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Hey, the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl, so I'm great. But I did have a question about the Sterling Moore Lee Evans play.
Sure.
It seems like Evans had the ball 2 feet down possession and then the strip game. I know in the old days that used to be a touchdown as soon as, you know, you broke the plane with possession. But it wasn't called one, and thank God for that. But did we get lucky on it?
Well, look, and I want to read an email as well. And Rob, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. And this email piggybacks on that, essentially the same thing. And it may have been from the same person. This email is also from Rob as well. So forgive me if it is from the same person. Just a rule clarification. Once he has possession and 2 feet down, doesn't that make it a touchdown? The strip seemed to come after he had possession. If it was a bad call, I'll still take it, writes in Rob. Look, I think most people feel that way in terms of even if it's a bad call, you'll still take it. I wonder, I mean, are the Ravens complaining about it? They're certainly a whiny bunch, so they might be. I thought it was bang, bang. I mean, I guess I'd have to go back and watch the replay, but watching it the first time, I thought it was bang, bang. Did he definitively have possession and 2 feet down? Maybe I got to watch that replay again, to be totally honest, because I didn't really think much of it when it happened in the end zone. I thought he caught it and Moore broke it up pretty quickly. So maybe I need to take another look at that replay before speaking on it. But watching it at real speed, I didn't jot anything special down about it. I thought it was a great play by Moore. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to Apoor in Boston. You're next up here with Adam Jones.
All right. Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. So I got just 2 points for this game. I mean, I personally feel that the way we won tonight, I think it's much better rather than if we had won, like, the one against Broncos.
Yep.
Because I think now going into Super Bowl, now we know there are certain things that we have to work on. I mean, Brady had a bad game by his standard. But I think overall there were some bad points which we can work out in the next 2 weeks. And also, I think, like, this whole thing about the Patriots' defense, I believe that one strong point about this defense, it's peaking at the very right moment. Like, we were horrible in the beginning, but I think towards the end of the game and beginning of playoffs, we can see the defense is working much better. So I think that's a really good sign for us.
Well, and Apoor, thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. I was asked a lot over the course of the week. I was asked today in the pregame chat, hey, do you think the defense turned a corner last week against the Broncos? And I said no. You know, I thought that was a lot of who they went against. I thought some of that was circumstance. And when I say that, I just mean, again, the matchup. Once you got up big on Tebow, even though I think more highly of Tebow than most, he's not the kind of guy who's going to be slinging the ball all over the field and leading you to a comeback, not against an offense like this. I think we can all agree on that. So I thought a lot of that was circumstantial. But today, I don't know. It's hard to sit here and say that maybe the defense hasn't turned a corner. I think Sterling Moore, in general, has been a nice substitution for this team. And remember, I thought his effort on the Torrey Smith touchdown was atrocious, blown tackle. But he made two pass breakups on that final drive. Remember, he had a big interception in that final game of the season against the Bills. I think, in general, when the Patriots have him on the field, he's made some plays. Not saying he's a Pro Bowl caliber corner or anything like that, but I think he's representative of some of the guys they've found. Guys off the scrap heap, guys who buy in. And Bill Belichick in general has been successful with that this season. So I don't know if they've turned a corner from a talent standpoint or anything like that, but I do think they have everyone buying in on that side of the football. And I think there's enough belief that situationally they can make plays, and today should be another notch in that belt. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. We've heard from you for a ton of this first hour. A lot of phone calls. Keep them coming into the Ace Ticket Hotline. Also, keep sending in your emails to webradio@patriots.com. But coming up next here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, we hear from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady from the podium, as well as your phone calls. 508-298-0398. I see you guys hanging out there. Continue to wait patiently, and we'll get to you next here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right?
Ooh, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-Pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Have a hot take on today's game? Hit up Adam on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email him at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Sunlight Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Adam Jones.
Gotta tell you, we were trying to put ourselves in that Ravens locker room. And what would you say to Billy Cundiff, or what would you want to say to Billy Cundiff as one of his teammates here? And at least we know what Cundiff said after the game. And remember, he missed that 32-yarder at the end of this game, which could have sent it to overtime. And who knows how things would have broke there with the way the Patriots' defense was allowing yards and the way they were struggling to move it on offense. Who knows what happens in overtime? And Cundiff doesn't even give his team a shot. And this is what Billy Cundiff said. Didn't convert. It's the way things go. Really no excuse for it. In fairness, he faced the music. I mean, you have to in a situation like this. I mean, you need some kind of quote from that player. But in fairness to him, he faced the music. But I don't think that's any consolation to Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Joe Flacco, who played his ass off today. Good game out of Joe Flacco. He's a guy that I bashed over the course of the week. He deserves credit in this one. He put his team in a position to win. Honestly, I mean, it was Lee Evans who couldn't hang on to the football. That was an on-the-money throw by Flacco, which could have been the game-winning throw. He wasn't rattled today. He played well. So, you know, what do you say to Billy Cundiff in that locker room? I know it's the way things go, and he's right, but that was just an absolute choke job by the Ravens kicker tonight, and that's part of the reason the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Not the only reason. Their defense made plays. Their offense made enough plays. But that's a factor in it. It is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. We'll go to Bill Belichick here at the podium in just a sec. Right now I want to go to Matt in Mississippi. You're next up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
Doing well, man.
Hey, I would like to say, even as a Pat fan, I feel bad, kind of. But I'm glad we won. And I think our defense, the main reason I called in today is our safeties.
Yeah.
Chung, and I don't understand how wide receivers were getting wide open at some time.
Well,
they got to fix that, and that's all I called for.
Yeah, well, no, and Matt, thanks for the phone call, and we appreciate you hanging out at 508-298-0398. I didn't think Chung had a good day today. And he's the safety who you tend to trust. I mean, ahead of Bo struggled in coverage at times, but Chung was the guy who was too late in getting over on that 42-yard play to Torrey Smith. And that was the first play where Flacco hit a ball down the field. You know, before that, again, it had been three and outs for the Ravens. You know, they went 3 plays, 4 yards, 3 plays, no yards, 3 plays, negative 10 yards, including a sack by Vince Wilfork after he stuffed Ricky Williams for a 5-yard loss, which, again, is representative of the day Williams had, Wilfork had, on that third drive. But that 42-yarder to Smith, that turned the game around. That's what gave the Ravens some momentum on offense, and that was Chung. So I think the Patriots' safeties have been an underlying problem all year. It's part of the reason that the Patriots are experimenting with Devin McCourty back there in sub-packages. They wouldn't do that if he wasn't struggling at corner, but they need help back there. And today, one of the guys who's a true safety on this team, Pat Chung, I thought struggled in coverage. So that was a bad sign, but overall, they allowed 20 points, and they made plays when they needed to. We can nitpick the defense to death, but today, the defense came through more for me than, you know, the offense did today. Today was about the defense, and trust me, the defense owed the offense one. And Tom Brady doesn't have to feel bad about the defense picking him up. They owed him one, and today they came through. 508-298-0398. We'll continue to hear from you on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Keep sending your emails to webradio@patriots.com. But a lot of audio to get to here, so continue to hang out on the phone lines. I promise we'll get to you. But let's go to the podium where Bill Belichick spoke with the media earlier tonight following his team's 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game.
Obviously a draining game, but great to come out on top of it like we did. And as I said, all the credit's got to go to the players. And those guys just fought for 60 minutes. Wasn't perfect, but they went out there. They played their hearts out. And, you know, sometimes good things happen when you do that. Got to give a lot of credit to the Ravens. That's a good football team. Starts at the top with, you know, Steve Bisciotti, Ozzie Newsome, John Harbaugh. I mean, that team's well put together. They're tough. They're competitive. It was a great game today. And, you know, just thought that our guys stepped up there in the end. You know, our red area defense was big. And, you know, the fourth down touchdown, it was a great play by Tom just to be able to recognize, you know, that he could make it over the top. But, you know, back and forth game, 3 turnovers. Usually not a good way to play these games, but fortunately we were able to, you know, to overcome it and come out on top. So feels great. You know, we're thrilled, and like I said, I think the players really deserve it. They worked extremely hard this year. Well, you know, Sterling's done a good job for us here for the last, few weeks, going back to the Buffalo game and then last week in Denver. He made some plays, not perfect out there, but he competes hard. He's a tough kid, and he's got good ball skills, gets around the ball.
If I heard Tom correctly on the trophy presentation, he said he sucked. To what extent do you agree with that assessment of his performance?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things in the game that could have been better. I mean, that's obvious. We could have played better on offense, could have played better on defense, could have played better in the kicking game. But, you know, we did enough things to win against a good football team. And, they made some mistakes out there, too. So, you know, I think that's what happens when two good teams get together. They make some plays, you make some plays, and it comes down to, to one shot.
Bill, with Gore, he gave up the early one that became the touchdown by Smith. He let him get out. Were you at all worried about him mentally going forward for the rest of the game?
No, hey, you can't play that position. You can't play any position in this league. And, you know, I mean, if that's all it takes is one play, then, you know, you're in the wrong business. I mean, we all have bad plays. Coaches have bad plays. Players have bad plays. You got to bounce back and play the next play, and that's... You know, that's what the NFL is. You know, and we got a competitive team. Look, we've had a lot of things that haven't been perfect out there, but you know, we got everybody will stand in there and fight and give it their best, go all the way through, and that's a good place to be, and that's what I like about this team. They're tough, they're competitive, and they really don't lose their confidence and don't get down on themselves. They just go out there and just keep competing, see what happens.
The disbelief when the field goal went wide left. It looked like Steven jumped in your arms and almost like you didn't realize his
pity. Well, I couldn't really tell from the angle. I mean, I was standing there about where he kicked it from. I couldn't really tell. I just, heard the fans, yelling, and so I couldn't, I wasn't sure. But, look, it's, you got to make plays under pressure in this league. So, I mean, that's not the first one.
See on the throw from Flacco to Lee Evans that Sterling Moore stripped?
I didn't really see a lot on it. It was all the way on the other side of the field in the far corner of the end zone, so I'm sure you got a lot better look at it than I did.
Sure.
I didn't really see the play. I mean, where I was standing, I didn't get a good look at it.
Look, I'm not mistaken, did you cite Vince Wilfork in your speech on TV?
I thought Vince had a lot of big plays today. I mean, there looked like there was a couple things that, in the interior part of our defense that, could have been a little better. I mean, Rice got through there a couple times, but, I mean, we hit the quarterback. We did a decent job in the running game, especially early. And then they punched a few through there in the second half. But, I thought our guys up front did a good job. I mean, they do a good job running the ball. And for the most part, we didn't really have our safeties involved too much in the run for us. It was pretty much with the front seven. And so those guys had to handle it themselves. And I thought they were competitive doing it.
Defense lead the way on that? Can you talk about his individual?
Well, I mean, he leads the way for us on defense. He and Gerard, Vince is obviously our most experienced player. And he's been a great leader, great captain all year. His leadership's been tremendous. So is Gerard. I mean, you can't say enough about Mayo. He does everything for us in terms of calling defenses, making adjustments, the running game, the passing game. He's first guy in the building every day and the last one to leave. So, those guys have been great all year. I can't say enough about both of them. And Devin in the secondary, as a captain, he's done a great job for us. All six of those guys, really. Slater, Brady, Mankins. I mean, it's really an outstanding group. And I think our overall preparation over the last couple of weeks and their leadership and their confidence has carried over to the rest of the team. They've set the pace, and the rest of the guys have fallen in step. And it's been awesome. Certainly a lot better than some other years I can think of.
I was going to say, Coach, is this more memorable since they had a lockout? And I mean, consider teams.
No. Every year is its own special year.
Offensively, you guys did such a nice job protecting Tom. Can you talk a little about the line tonight? It just seemed like the Ravens could never tee off on Tom at all.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have done a great job all year. Matt and Nate outside, and of course Brian and Dan and Logan inside. We got some help from our tight ends at times doing some chipping. Tom got the ball out quick. Our receivers, got open, so the ball came out fairly quickly. We didn't have to hold it too many times, but a couple times, Tom was able to to hang on to it back there. But you know, those guys have been great all year. Dante and we play with four different centers. We've had a lot of moving parts in there, but no matter who's stepped in there, they've played well. Played hard and really given us pretty good protection. I thought they did a good job in the run blocking today. You know, that was a big touchdown that Benny had, I don't know, from the 7-8 yard line, whatever it was. That was a big play for us. And then we were able to run it down there to the one with Woody. And, you know, the Ravens are an excellent red area defense, obviously. I mean, we had trouble getting it in, but they're good against everybody, as good as anybody in the league, and being able to run the ball down there and get it either into the end zone or into position to score on a quarterback sneak was huge for us.
Do you feel for Cundiff missing that kick at the end?
You know, all you can do is go out there and compete and do the best you can, you know, and that's the way it is, you know. That's competition. That's a National Football League. We had some to kick. They had some to kick. You know, that's. I mean.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the energy that Brandon Spikes brings to the team and to the defense?
Yeah, Brandon brings a lot. He really does. He brings a lot. He's got a good style of play. You know, he's a tough player. He's a hard hitter, and he's made some big plays for us. But he definitely brings an energy level when he's out there, whether it be in practice or in the games, and certainly when he makes plays. You know, a lot of times are impact plays, whether they're hard tackles or turnovers or cause fumbles, force fumbles, interceptions, those kind of things. So he's got a nose for the ball, and he's a surprisingly good pass defender. And he's got an instinctiveness that a lot of linebackers don't have, especially guys that are good run players, but he kind of has a good sense for where the quarterback's looking, and you know, he's long, he's tall, he's got long arms, and he's able to get to some balls that a lot of those guys can't get to.
Bill, people talk about the Patriots. It's usually Brady in the offense. You've mentioned toughness a few times. They mentioned it in the other side. Can you talk, just define it for you, how tough this team is and what that means to you?
Well, I think mental toughness is doing your best for the team when everything's not going right for you personally. So that's how we define it. It goes for everybody. Yeah. You know, things don't always go well for you or your unit or your particular thing, but, you know, mental toughness is keep hanging in there, doing your best, keep fighting, even though maybe the results aren't there or maybe it's not going exactly the way you personally want it to go. But, you know, you go out there and do your best for the team and the team's, and you appreciate the team's success. I mean, that's what it's about.
You've been building. You guys obviously fought back from deficits and road and all that all year, building towards this.
Trying to do that for 11 years. I mean, that started when we got here. I mean, I don't really think there was too much here when I got here in 2000. But you know, over the course of the years, and you know, guys like some of the guys that were there today, Bruschi and Law and Rodney Harrison. You know, those guys are, you know, Vrabel. I mean, you go right down the line, guys that have shown a lot of mental toughness. It wasn't always about them. They always fought. They gave it their best. You know, they hung in there no matter what the circumstances were. That's what mental toughness is about. But that's something that, you know, that we've tried to bring here since I got here in 2000. And, you know, it's something that's always going to be important to us. And some years it's some day games. Some years it's better than others. But it's always a high priority for us. We try to get that all the time.
No coach and quarterback tandem has ever been to five Super Bowls together. Is there a certain sense of satisfaction that you and Tom are doing that?
Anything that's associated with winning, I'm proud of. So, you know, I mean, I'm proud to. There's no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady. You know, he's the best. He does so much for us in so many ways on so many different levels. And, you know, it's really. I'm very fortunate that he's our quarterback and what he's able to do for this team. And so, you know, of course, it's good to win with him and all the rest of our players. And, you know, that's more than somebody else did. I mean, I don't really care about that. But it's nice to be able to win with him and the rest of our team. I think, like I said, right off the beginning, I think the players deserve it. They've worked really hard this year. We've had a lot of different challenges, and those guys have stepped up there and tried to meet him every week. Hasn't been perfect, but... They never backed down, didn't back down from Pittsburgh on the road, you know, didn't back down. We've been down by 17, 21 points in a game, all that stuff, you know. Same thing today, they're driving, but, you know, we hung in there, were able to, you know, hold them into a field goal situation. You know, Gronkowski goes out, somebody else goes in there, we drive the ball down the field, get in scoring position. So, you know, I think that's, like I said, I think that's a real credit to the players, and I'm really happy for them that they're going to get to play in this next game. All right, thank you.
So a couple of things. That was Patriots head coach Bill Belichick following his club's 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game here in Foxborough. Not that you need this stat to know that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are pretty good. But as you heard, they're the first quarterback-coach combination in the history of the NFL to go to five different Super Bowls. They have a chance to win four of them. And you hear Belichick emphasize team, and you hear him over and over again, even when he's talking about accomplishments, yeah, anything associated with winning, I'm happy with it. And I do think that's a consistent message from Bill Belichick. On some of the injuries and the different guys stepping up, I also think that it gives you a window into how much the Patriots use Gronkowski and how important he is to everything they do. And, you know, for me, I wonder how big of a role that'll be going forward, and I wonder, you know, what type of impact it'll have going forward. But I think you hear when Belichick saying, well, Gronkowski's out, and then as other people step up, I think that's consistent with what you hear from Belichick over the course of the season. So, again, that was Bill Belichick. Tom Brady on the way in just a little bit. A couple other things. One, Giants and Niners, if you're keeping track of the NFC Championship game, which you should be, they're all square at 7 apiece. Something called Bear Pasco got a touchdown for the Giants. And Kevin's boy, Victor Cruz from the Zoo, set it up with, what, a 39-yard pass,
yeah,
I believe?
Yeah, so salsa dancing
so
yet,
he set that touchdown up. So we're 7-7 in the NFC Championship game. Again, want to hear from you on who you're rooting for in that NFC Championship game. Who do you want to see the Patriots facing with them going back to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2007? Also, this tweet from Shalise Manza-Young of the Boston Globe on Sterling Moore and that pass breakup of Lee Evans in the end zone. And we've had some people email it. I haven't had a chance to look at the replay again. People are saying they didn't have a chance to make a football move after coming down with the catch. And that's sort of the way I viewed it. I watched it real time. I didn't think much of it that Evans, you know, had possession of the ball. It looked like a bang-bang play, and Moore made a play on it. So I didn't spend a lot of time dwelling on that, and it seems like most of the emails on that play are saying that, yeah, no, it was the right call on the field. How about this tweet from Shalise Manza-Young? The second down play to Evans, the play where Sterling Moore broke it up in the end zone, could have been the go-ahead touchdown for Baltimore. Moore didn't hear the defensive play because he ran up to the line with Baltimore in the hurry-up. So he just decided to play man-to-man. And turns out he made the right choice, as Sterling Moore potentially saved the Patriots' season with that breakup of Lee Evans in the end zone. Also, one other tweet on Sterling Moore before we get back to your phone calls. A-Stick at hotline 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. One other tweet. Sterling Moore actually was at the Super Bowl last year. Got hooked up with tickets through one of his buddies at SMU. So Sterling Moore going to the Super Bowl for the second straight year. The Patriots for the first time in 4 years. You can get in touch 508-298-0398. That's the A-Stick at hotline. Let's continue with your phone calls there. Rob's in New York, and you're next up here on patriots.com. What's up, Rob?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yeah. I had a question about the in the first half, and I think this was a key play that he threw it to Gronkowski, who caught it, and they said stepped out of bounds. And when I saw the replay, I couldn't believe it. Not even one announcer said, it looks from the replay that he's got both feet. He had one go down, and the second foot came down in bounds, and the only one that brought it up was Esiason at halftime. No one said anything. Belichick didn't challenge it. That would have led to a touchdown if that's in, if you know that's called in bounds. To me, it seemed clear cut. I just want to know what your take on it was.
Well, I think when you go back and you have the benefit of looking at it in slow motion, and I actually saw a still shot of it on Twitter. And Rob, thanks for the phone call 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. I mean, when you have the benefit to go back and look at it in slow motion and see a still shot with his foot down, sure. But you know, at the time, I don't know. I thought in real time it looked like he was out of bounds. And, you know, you have to understand that's sort of what Belichick is working with. And, look, they settled for a field goal. A touchdown would have been nice, but, look, they won the game. So, to me, that could be a second guess, just like taking a knee before halftime. That's a bigger second guess for me. You know, Belichick's kind of waiting to hear from the booth. That's not totally on him. I mean, if no one's in his ear about it, then he shouldn't be challenging the play. Other people looking at replays have a better idea of the play than he does. So, for me, the easier second guess for Belichick, not the staff, but for Belichick, would be taking a knee before halftime. I just thought that was odd at the time. And that, to me, was an opportunity to double up on points. And I understand they didn't want to turn over there. They were at their own 11, less than a minute, or just over a minute left, I believe, where the Patriots go out and take a knee right before halftime. And Yeah, I just thought that was strange. So that to me would be a second guess. But look, they won. So we don't have to sit around and second guess everything that happened in the game. One email here before we get back to the phones. 508-298-0398. I don't know, Kevin, what do you think of the tone of this program? Has it been negative here tonight? Have I been a little on the negative side?
Not really.
I don't think so either.
I think you've been. I think I'm more negative than you are.
I got to tell you, I feel like I'm usually pretty negative when I come in here.
No, so I don't think you're the negative, Nancy.
So I concede that point. I typically am negative.
I was a little bit late joining the party, but when I came in, the first thing I heard out of your mouth was literally, you know, this is a game the Patriots can feel good about their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense stepped
100%.
Up.
100%. The offense was bad today.
That's all I heard.
I mean, I don't know. Their quarterback,
eyebrow raised.
Their quarterback came out and said he sucked. I've tried to scale that back. I don't think he sucked. I don't think it was his best day. We got this email from Alan to webradiopatriots.com. I understand you work for ESPN. However, I never heard a more negative sports program. Now, again, in general, I sort of agree with that sentiment, but I thought tonight I'd been relatively positive. If you didn't know it, your program is broadcast outside of Baltimore. Your bias is amazing. If you haven't noticed, there are only three NFL teams still playing, and the New England Patriots won the Lamar Hunt Trophy. Keep bashing us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. I don't know. To each his own, I guess, on that opinion.
Does that qualify as hate mail?
I thought it was relatively sunny in here. I thought we've been relatively positive
we'll
on the program, especially with the defense, Kevin.
Sunshine Jones.
My goodness.
Your new nickname.
I'd hate for him to catch me on a bad day. I got to tell you. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go to Melvin down in Tennessee. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you?
I am great. I'm just not getting my voice back from after screaming after the game for about 2 hours.
Melvin, you are not the only one. That is a common theme here on the Sun Life Patriots Pros Game Show. A lot of people calling in, not with a strong voice after watching the end of that game.
Yeah, you know. Well, I just wanted to make a couple of points of, I guess you would say, who would I rather face? You know, I know Brady had a bad, that's bad. I mean, I guess they say that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, you know, to where we can almost play, our offense play terrible, you know, and then the defense, it's always a bend but don't break. You know, they made that one play when they had to, you know, to step up and make a play when they had to. Thank you.
No, and so, look, that's – oh, sorry, continue.
No, I'm just saying, with that being said, you know, and, with Brady having that bad day, we can still win football games like that. I wouldn't want to win them like that, you know, but I still think that our best chance will be against 49ers. I think – we blew some coverages out there today. It was like Sean was coming up for the run too much and getting beat over play action. It was another time that, you know, Smith, he would have kept his feet. You know, that I think that first long ball, he would have cruised something in there to the end zone. So, you know, I just think with that, you know, that I think Alex Smith will be able to take advantage of us like that. I don't think they have a good enough arm. And if so, if you're going to throw a deep, it's got to be the Vernon Davis. I mean, it's going to be one person. But it seemed like today, you know, we blew a lot of coverages and you know, back then it was scary. But I just don't think the 49ers will be able to take advantage of us like that. You know, and I'll still take our offense over any defense, our offense versus any good defense any day.
No,
that's the only thing I had to say.
And Melvin, thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. He makes a couple of good points. There were two plays, I thought, where if it was just a good throw by Flacco, Smith could have got into the end zone. I mean, he had an opportunity at a monster day. That 42-yard play where Chung bit up on the run, as Melvin pointed out, and still was a huge conversion for the Ravens, a better throw from Flacco, and you're talking about a touchdown for Torrey Smith. And how about this play? I'm just thumbing through my notes here quickly. But there was a point where Phil Simms on the broadcast is talking about, remember, it was almost like a jump ball. Like, Flacco almost threw it, like, straight up in the air for Torrey Smith. And I think it was the drive right before halftime for the Ravens. They wound up punting, and the Patriots got the ball back and then took a knee. But, I mean, Flacco was pressured by Wilfork and basically just, like, chucked the ball straight in the air and overthrew Smith by 10 yards. And that was a potential missed touchdown for the Ravens. So there were a couple of different plays where I sat there and thought, man, you know, if you hit on some of these things or if Flacco were a little more accurate, you'd be talking about three touchdowns for Torrey Smith. But in general, I thought Flacco played pretty well, and that's a bit nitpicky. On balance, he had a good game today, and he's somebody that I bashed repeatedly throughout the week, which apparently I've been doing for the Patriots here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show here on Patriots.com. Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Continue to get to your phone calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady next here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature.
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mm, these Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Patriots down the Ravens 23-20 in the AFC Championship game to advance back to the Super Bowl for the first time in four seasons. They will take on the winner of Giants and the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game out of Candlestick Park. That game is 7-7, and we've been asking you at 508-298-0398, your emails to webradio@patriots.com, which team would you rather face in the Super Bowl? And the reason I ask the question, I would like the Patriots to face the Giants to close that loop and to have another chance at revenge against the Giants. That's still the game I'd like to see. From a talk radio standpoint, there's just so many storylines. And selfishly, as a radio host, like that's what I want. But for a fan, that's got to be tough to relive that game, man. For 2 weeks, all it's going to be is Antonio Pierce all over the set on ESPN, you know, crowing about that game. Michael Strahan over on Fox crowing about that game. You're going to have to put up with that for 2 weeks. You're going to have to watch David Tyree and his catch. You're going to have to watch Plaxico Burress burning Ellis Hobbs. You're going to have to watch that for two straight weeks. Is it worth getting another shot at the Giants? My sense is most Patriots fans feel that way. That's the game I'd rather see. But who do you want to see the Patriots face in the Super Bowl? It'll take place 2 weeks from today, February 5th, in Indianapolis. You can get in touch. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Or email us webradio@patriots.com. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on patriots.com. We are live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's get back to the phones. Fidel is in Florida, and you're next up with Adam Jones. Hey, Fidel.
Hello, Adam.
What's up, man?
I'm so ecstatic right now.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people we've been talking to are pretty excited, especially given the way it came down, Fidel. Like, obviously, everybody's excited about the team going back to the Super Bowl. It goes without saying. But the way that thing finished, it was just such a whirlwind where you go, okay, the Patriots are going to win, or at least that's what I thought, after they got the fourth down stop. Then they give the ball back to the Ravens. The Ravens are driving. Bolden's making, like, every catch. Then you get the breakup in the end zone and the missed field goal, and it was just, you thought you had it. Then you thought you had it taken away. Then you thought it was overtime. And then what do you know, the Patriots won. So I think that's part of it as well. It's just such a whirlwind to wrap your head around the way the game finished.
Yeah, it was. My heart was going up and down, up and down, up and down. I thought it would never end.
Well, fortunately it did.
Yeah.
Fidel, who would you rather see the Patriots take on in the Super Bowl?
Definitely Giants. I want all my friends are Giants fans. And just the look on their face, they cannot say the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 42 anymore. I like to disclose that subject forever.
Yeah, and look, I think that's what most Patriots fans, or how most Patriots fans feel. And Fidel, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. I think most Patriots fans just want to close the book on that. And not to say that Super Bowl 42 will go away. It was still an undefeated season taken away from you. And that's not going anywhere, but I think it takes a lot of the sting away from that loss if the Patriots beat the Giants. A Super Bowl will take away a lot of the sting from the loss, regardless of who it's against. But against the Giants, it really would close that loop. I think it would go a long way for a lot of Patriots fans. So I think most Patriots fans are willing to put up with the 2 weeks of watching David Tyree and watching Plaxico Burress and watching Rodney Harrison and Asante Samuel and Richard Seymour not being able to make a play at the end of the game. You know, I think most Patriots fans will put up with that for 2 weeks. It'll be tough, I can tell you that. But I think most Patriots fans are willing to make that trade-off. 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. We go to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Oh, how about the defense today, huh?
I got to tell you, I bashed that defense as much as anyone this year, Mike. And today, All I asked is, situationally, on an off day from Brady, can they make a stop when they have to? And they absolutely did today. So hats off to them.
I know. That interception by Spikes reminded me of what Brewski and Vrabel and the boys used to do back in the day. That was big.
I got to tell you, it would have been bigger if the offense didn't turn it over on the next play. I thought that was going to be – I thought it was going to ice the game. I thought that pick was going to ice the game for the Patriots, and it turns out the Ravens came – they never tied the game but just came right back and never went away because the offense turned it right back over. I thought that had a chance to be a huge play by Brandon Spikes, and the offense didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
No, I agree. And in a way, I can understand where the offense is coming, you know, trying to put the nail in the coffin quick. But the way everybody was playing that game, you know, especially Ben Jarvis, I just don't know why you have to go right to the air. Because, I mean, that was, in a way, in my head, you know, pretty boneheaded play by the Patriots.
Yeah, and Mike, thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. I didn't hate the play call. I didn't hate putting a play in to go for the jugular after the turnover because that was a big momentum change and you try to capitalize it. Bad throw by Brady. Bad read, bad throw. Didn't hate the play call. Like the idea of the play call, but if it's not there, you don't have to force it in, and that's what Brady did. And look, it was a great play by Jimmy Smith. I mean, Pollard kept it alive, but Smith basically picked it up off the ground and then had a long return. It was a great play by the Ravens, but bad throw by Brady, bad decision by Brady. That was consistent with his day, but it turns out the team is good enough to overcome that. And I'll tell you what, that's all we've been asking for. Is this team all Tom Brady, or are they more than that? I think the last couple of years, it's fair to say they were pretty much all Tom Brady. When he has an off day, they would lose. That's what happened to them last year. It's what happened to them in 2009. It's what happened to them in 2007, for God's sakes. This time around, it was different. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady in just a couple of minutes, but wanted to tick through a couple of these emails to radio, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Gabe writes in. Guys, Super Bowl, here we come. Just want to say that Vince Wilfork and Sterling Moore deserve game balls. Moore saved us two times at the end of the game. Great game. See you in Indy. And that's Gabe from Tucson. Those two guys came up huge at the end of the game. I told you the Wilfork plays, stuffing Ray Rice in the backfield on third down, then pressuring Joe Flacco on fourth down. Patriots get the turnover on downs and do nothing with it, which is why they had to go back to Sterling Moore. Had to go back to defense, I should say, and then Sterling Moore had to make two plays at the end of the game. The Lee Evans one, obviously head and shoulders above the others. But even the pass breakup on Dennis Pitta, who knows, maybe the Ravens go for it there. They still had time. They wouldn't have had to settle for a field goal. And at least if they catch it, it's that much closer from a field goal, then you're not talking 32 yards, and maybe even if Cundiff hooks it, it's still going through the uprights. So I thought those were some huge plays by Sterling Moore at the end of the game. None bigger, of course, than the breakup of Lee Evans in the end zone. Let's continue with your emails to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Brett writes in. Guys, I know Vince was voted player of the game, and he did play a great game, but Moore was the MVP, because if not for him, they lose. They played a bad game with some bad play calls and were lucky to win, but a win is a win. Any news on the severity of Gronk's injury? Well, we touched on that earlier. The fact that he talked to reporters, always a good sign. The fact that he came right out and said he's okay, good sign. The fact the Patriots have another week off before the Super Bowl, you know, also works out well or works out in the Patriots' favor. I'd tell you, I'd certainly expect him to play. You know, I do wonder if it affects him at all 2 weeks from now. I wouldn't think so, but I wouldn't totally write it off. We want to see how he responds at practice and just see him out there before we definitively put him back with a check mark in the healthy category. Let's go through a couple more of these emails to webradio@patriots.com. Gilbert writes in, guys, had my laptop hooked up to the surround sound while watching the Niners-Giants game, and I paused the game to have a cig. Tom Brady was at the podium while the video showed what I saw at the time. I love the flag thrown in the end. Now to the question, who would I rather face? The Giants, most definitely. This is the season to rid us of all the demons. Now, we didn't face the Jets in the postseason, but we did sweep them during the season. We got rid of the Ravens, and now we need to face the Giants. Let's go, Pats. And again, that's Gilbert writing into webradio@patriots.com. Does kind of have that feeling, right? I saw this tweet from Jeff Howe earlier, and I'm trying to track it back down. Here we go. Robert Kraft after the game. Someone was smiling. We had an angel. And then he kissed his fingers and pointed to the sky. That's part of the backdrop for the entire season. It's the patch on the team's uniform. It's the pin on every employee that you see walking around this stadium. So it's the backdrop of this entire season. And it's an incredible storyline when you talk about Kraft. And this is a bit of hyperbole, but saving football, or at least being one of the owners out front to avoid a lockout and to save the season. You know, if he didn't singularly save it, he was certainly one of the faces that made it happen. And then to go through what he went through personally with the passing of his wife, Myra, to now this season where the Patriots have only lost 3 games and they're back in the Super Bowl. It's a phenomenal story. But also that thing, that's come up a couple of different times with the Patriots vanquishing demons. The Jets, they lost to last year in the playoffs, well chronicled, swept them. The Ravens was the loss before that, and they just took care of the Ravens, and now they may have another chance at the Giants. So it would be a storybook ending to the season. And look, that's what happens with a Super Bowl anyway. It's a storybook ending to your season. But, you know, that to me would be a nice way to wrap things up and a nice sidebar going on as well. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll get back to your phone calls and your emails in just a second. But want to go to the podium where Tom Brady, who himself earlier today claimed he sucked, spoke with reporters after their 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game.
You know, it looks soft in there, so try to take advantage of us, getting an easy touchdown. So I don't do that very often. I'm glad we had a chance to score there on fourth down. That was important.
Tom, did you think Lee Evans had a touchdown and caught the ball before Moore knocked it out?
It was a great play by Sterling. These games come down to one or two plays, and our defense really made some huge plays there, some very critical plays, and it went down to the end. It was a hell of a game.
Tom, a lot of people consider this team a finesse team, high-powered offense. Do you feel like you proved your toughness as a team?
Well, it was, two very physical teams, I thought. We ran the ball in a few times. I thought we ran the ball great. But they're, it's a great team. The Ravens, they're in this position for a reason. And they're a very good team. They're tough. They're physical. They can cover. They can rush. They stop the run. They do a lot of things very well, and their offense played well. Our defense, I thought, played extremely well. Offensively, I wish he'd done a little bit better in the red area. Certainly, not throw interceptions. But I'm glad we won. Glad we're moving on. We won 10 straight. Hopefully, we can make it 11.
I'm not sure during the trophy ceremony you characterized your own performance a certain way when you addressed the fans. What exactly did you say? And after all this time to reflect, do you still
well, as a quarterback, you never want to turn the ball over, and you want to hit the open guys. You want to capitalize, when you have open receivers. And I wish I'd have done a better job of that today. In some ways, you always beat yourself up. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I'm glad we won. I'm glad we're moving on, hopefully I can go out there and do better in a few weeks. I think offensively we can do better, and that's what it's going to take.
Tom, 2 years, you left the field. You're very disappointed in the season. You could argue one or two of those teams might even have more talent than this team. Why are you guys here now as opposed to the other teams? A little bit about why this team is going to Super Bowl.
We won 10 straight games, and they haven't all been pretty. We started slow. We started fast. The offense has played really well at times. Defense has played really well at times. So it's a pretty mentally tough team, and there's really some resiliency. We've showed that all season, and even in the games we've lost, the 3 games we've lost, we fought to the end. So, we're always going to fight to the end. It's great to be a part of a team like this. It's tough to get here, man. It's hard to win these games. It's hard to win games in the NFL because every team is very talented. And we did enough here the last 10 weeks to win these games. I'm sure this next game is going to come down to the end, and hopefully we have enough plays. So, last question.
Yeah, Tom, this Super Bowl in 11 years, what does it mean for you to be going back?
It's incredible. You watch this game. You're as a kid growing up, I was a 49er fan, so I got to watch a lot of Super Bowls. You pinch yourself. It's to get this opportunity. I'm privileged to be a part of an incredible organization, to play with a great group of teammates. It's really a privilege to play quarterback on this team. So, sorry. I don't care who we play. I really don't. So, thanks, guys.
did you root for San Fran? Someone asked to Tom Brady, who was at the podium following the Patriots' 23-20 victory, I should say, over the Baltimore Ravens as the Patriots returned to the Super Bowl. You wonder who he's rooting for in that game. You wonder who the guys in that locker room are rooting for. That's what I would think, LePan. Like, I agree. That's what I would think they want. Especially the guys who were there, like Gronkowski and Hernandez, and guys who weren't there might not care, but Welker and Light and Brady, you bet your ass that's who they want. They want another crack at that team. They want to close the loop. They want to get that bitter taste out of their mouths. I think that's the way most Patriots fans feel. And without having any inside info on that, that's my guess. That's who I'd want if I lost to them in the Super Bowl. Not that they wouldn't want the Niners or they wouldn't take them seriously. And look, that'd be a nice storyline as well. Couple of great franchises. The Patriots going for their fourth Super Bowl. The Niners going for what, their sixth? Tom Brady grew up in the area rooting for that organization. So there's nice storylines there as well.
Tom Brady today tied Joe Montana 16 playoff wins.
Correct. So another,
with a win.
Another playoff win would be his 17th. Brady and Belichick going for their fourth Super Bowl. No quarterbacks won more than four Super Bowls. So, there are great storylines regardless. But Patriots-Giants would just be, it'd be a monster. It's two mega markets. It's a rematch from just four seasons ago. Again, it's going to open up a wound for some Patriots fans. You're going to have to deal with some of those highlights, and that's not ideal. But I think most Patriots fans, I think the Patriots themselves, would put up with that trade-off. They'd say, you know what, to get another shot at that team, we'll do it. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Maurice writes in. Guys, great game. I was wrong in predicting a wipeout, but was right in thinking the defense would step up and win out. We'll fork for president. That's Mo in Virginia writing into webradio@patriots.com. He was unreal in this game tonight, honestly. And I thought that bled through from Belichick at the, not at the podium, but on the field on that stanchion with Jim Nance at the end. And you could tell. I mean, Belichick thinks so highly of Will Fork anyway. And look, I'm not exactly the best guy to evaluate defensive line performances all the time in a typical game. But today it was just obvious. It jumped off the screen. Will Fork was in, it seemed, on every single play. And you could just tell from Belichick's reaction and his voice that that's the guy who stood head and shoulders above the rest of the team today. Team effort, and Belichick would never say that. But
I never said that.
Exactly, Bill. But in his voice... In his voice, I think you could hear how highly he thought of Will Fork's performance today. Just continuing to work our way through some of these emails to webradio@patriots.com, and there's a lot of them, and forgive me if we don't get to all of them here tonight, because a lot of you guys are fired up about the win. And hey, if you're looking for more Patriots coverage during the course of the week, you can listen to PFW in Progress. Andy Hart and Paul, you know, they do an okay job here on the program. Fred, Eric, you know, Pete, John Rook, all phenomenal shows. Right here on Patriots.com. But you can check us out as well during the course of the week.
Blah, 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 blah.
ESPN Boston Radio, we got you covered. Noon to 2 each and every weekday if you're looking for plenty of Super Bowl coverage and also a place to send in some of these emails. We'll
check
get to
out.
As many of these as we can. Exactly. John writes into webradio@patriots.com. Let's think. Tom Brady brought us a lot of joy. Let's send him some. Let's tie him to his hero, Montana, by beating his team. So that's John. That's one Patriots fan writing in for the Niners, which we're not hearing a lot of. Jason writes into webradio@patriots.com. Guys, Jason here from County Cork, Ireland. Love the show. Delighted with the win. Followed the Pats since their opener in 2005 against the Raiders as I was living in Boston at the time and have been a fanatic ever since. I've never seen them win the big one. So I hope this is the year that it was the kind of win the Patriots needed tonight. I feel for the Ravens, but I think the defense is starting to show what they are made of. Bring on the Giants for some retribution. Go Pats. And again, that's Jason in Ireland writing into webradio@patriots.com. It is weird when you think about it, LePan. Like, 2004, those days don't seem that long ago in reality. But, you know, you're talking about 7-8 years. You're talking about 7-8 years since the last time the Patriots have been to a Super Bowl. Excuse me, since they've won a Super Bowl. And, you know, you just think of, you know, some of the names that were on those teams, and there aren't a ton of them left anymore. You're not looking around the locker room. And seeing those same familiar faces.
I think it's kind of a testament to Brady and Belichick. You got to look how many coaches and quarterbacks have stayed together, won a Super Bowl, gone back 7 years later and had a chance to win another one.
It's true.
If you can name two, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're reincarnating themselves as an offensive team. It's, as you mentioned, LePan, it's a turnover roster. So I think all of that is a credit to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, especially the coach, though, when you're talking about remaking this team on the fly. If they come through with another Super Bowl, it is such a testament to his ability to turn over the roster and turn things over. A couple more emails here to webradio@patriots.com. Adam, who you want to see the Patriots play? The Giants have receivers that can torch our secondary, and Brady and Belichick are familiar with each other and their tendencies. Then again, no doubt the Harbaugh brothers will talk this week if the 49ers win, and that could make a big difference in the game. I, for one, don't really care who we play because it's about us, not them. And you know Belichick will put them in a position to be competitive. Just curious what you think. And that's Dylan writing into webradio@patriots.com. I hope for the Giants. I'm selfish. When it comes to talk radio purposes, that is, it's a dream scenario. It's a dream matchup. Storylines abound there. So that's the one that I'm rooting for. But I'll tell you what, both of those teams, the Niners are a borderline mirror image of the Ravens. I mean, maybe their quarterback isn't quite as good as Flacco, but to me, or at least it's a toss-up, LePan. I see you shaking your head in there. So agree to disagree on that one, but fine.
Oh, no, I was nodding my head. I just think they're
similar. So it's like no one should expect the Patriots to go run away from the Niners. But, yeah, I'm willing to put up with those 2 weeks. And, by the way, the Giants are up at halftime 10-7 on the San Francisco 49ers. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get to the end of that game here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. But the Patriots, 2 weeks from now, we'll be taking on the winner of the NFC Championship game as they return to the Super Bowl on February 5th. Make sure you keep it locked all week to PFW in Progress here on Patriots.com. I'll be talking to you all week over on ESPNBoston.com, noon to 2 each and every day over there. For Kevin Collins and Matt LePan, I'm Adam Jones. We will talk to you when the Patriots take on the winner of the NFC Championship game on February 5th.
My rain is as far as your eyes can see. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing.
This has been the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com Radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com Radio all week. Tuesday through Thursday, starting at noon, it's PFW in Progress, Patriots Playbook, and the Pete Shepherd Show. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team. On behalf of all of Patriots.com Radio, we thank you for tuning in all season long. We look forward to hearing from you on next season's first edition of the Sun Life Patriots Postgame Show.